Welcome to Sell Like You, the ultimate sales podcast that will teach you how to make sales your superpower, transform your mindset, and in doing so, explode your sales beyond your wildest dreams. I'm Harriet Meller, and over the last 17 years, I've helped hundreds of top companies around the world, including my own, make more money and qualify more leads using simple strategies that work. In this podcast, you'll learn how I generated over 10 million in annual sales, along with the sales techniques, processes, and tools that will work for you to generate more dream-aligned clients and scale your business beyond what you thought was possible. If you're sick of the boring, outdated, and pushy sales tactics of the past, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Sell Like You podcast with me, Harriet Meller. Now, today's episode is about being insane. And so if you're in sales, you will understand insanity plays a small part in that. But the saying, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, is the definition of insanity. So why does this show up in sales so often? And so in this episode, I want to share with you the tiny tweaks that show up during the sales process to have the biggest impact for you. Now, salespeople will often challenge me, which I love, by the way, and they'll say things like, that doesn't work. I've tried that before. And what I often find is that they are generalizing because they've tried part of the process before. They've tried an element of something I'm suggesting. They think they've tried the thing when actually in reality, they haven't. Because the difference between a great outbound call and a poor one is actually a really tiny piece, a tiny tweak, something that you may not have even thought of. And so in this episode, I'm going to dive into some of the tweaks and the elevation within your processes, your sales craft, maybe you might call it, where you can start to think about ways that you can elevate your process so that you're not doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Often when I go into teams, they are burnt from outbound calls because they're not given training. They're not given guidance. They are just told to cold call for 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, 8 hours a day, whatever it may be. And what's happening is that they are coming out of it the other side and they are seeing no difference. They're not learning. They're not developing. And so when it comes then to that hour, they will think of anything else other than outbounding to do because so would I. You know, if you're not very good at it or if the results aren't there, I might as well email people rather than get myself rejected on the phone. So again, be really mindful that you know, some of the things I'm going to raise today may be speaking to you. Some of them you may not have a problem with, but thinking about ways that you can highlight, identify, and then what we can implement is going to really help you stop doing the same thing over and over again. Now, I want you to think of these as the one percenters, all right? So the one percenters, the tweaks that are going to have the biggest impact. Again, liking it back to, Michael Jordan talks about one percenters in his coaching, in his game. You know, if we can come out of that and as a team, everybody can improve by 1%. I don't know how many people play basketball. Let's say there's 26 as a number. Then we can improve by 26%. Think about your sales team. Think about you as a member of your sales team. Think about you as a business owner. Okay, wherever you're at, if we can improve by 1% every call, every day, every meeting, every month, what does that look like collectively? And how are we going to do it? How are we going to change up the processes that we're already doing? Okay, so when we look then at the tweaks, we're going to dive in. I'm going to give you some examples of how you can review this yourself. Now, the first one is tone. So we're going to talk about tone, pitch, pace. Really comes into play as a key differentiator between somebody that just goes one tone, one pace, gets the information out there versus somebody that gets you excited, that's passionate, that's using tonality, that's using pace, that's using volume to be able to get that message across. So if you are going in and you are, oh, I've got to do this. I'm just going to, hi, yep. Okay. Do you want this? No. Okay. Move on. We are going in with the wrong mindset, but our tone is saying everything we need it to say about how we really feel about the job that we're doing, about the thing we're having to do, outbound, follow up, etc. So be mindful of where that's coming in. Can that be your one percenter where we're mindful of the words that we want to accentuate, the pace of the other person we're speaking to, the way that they are speaking, their volume? Again, if we're coming in and we're rapid pace talking, I'm a fast talker. You've been around here. If you know me personally, you will know I talk really quickly. But when it comes to training, when it comes to who I'm speaking to, I will match their tone and pace, or I will get them to match mine. Okay. Some really fun tweaks and tools we can play with. But definitely thinking about your tone, your pace, and how you are showing up to that call or to that activity. Next tweak, the one percenters, using a past client success as an anchor point for a conversation. So two ways I'm going to give you examples of. First one's going to be in an email. If you are sending emails that are about you, your product, your service, your business, all the things that you do, and you're asking for a meeting, I want you to stop doing that. I want you to delete that email, and I want you to think about who have you helped that's going to link the dots between what it is that you can do and the outcomes you can support. What problems are you solving? How have you done something that's going to be relevant to them? What's relevant to their industry, their business, their size, the types of organizations they're working with? And how can you relate that back and ask for a meeting or for an opportunity to have a conversation? Using client successes in emails is going to absolutely help you. Using client successes in phone calls is extremely powerful. We can use it from a market research side where we're testing, you know, we've just done this with this law firm. Out of interest, are you also experiencing this? Out of interest, is this a problem you are also experiencing? Are you working towards this outcome? Okay. When we go in using past examples or existing examples, we're able to ask questions to uncover more about our ideal clients by being curious, by asking more questions and sitting on the fence of like, we've seen this, but maybe it's not industry wide. Maybe it's just that one client. Maybe it's not this size of organization. Maybe that product's only suitable for this type of client. We get to start to play around with that. But again, our one percenters come in when we just ask the question. Rather than going in and diving in for a meeting or for an opportunity, let's take a moment. Let's understand where they're at. Let's showcase our capability and our expertise and our curiosity around what it is that we've done before. Now, another tweak, another thing we can think about as part of our one percenters is adding value to re-engage. Now, I've recorded a whole episode on never letting go of leads. I talk about it in relation to the Titanic when Rose said, I'll never let go, and she did. I genuinely mean we're never going to let go. And by adding value to re-engage or stay relevant and front of mind is not only a very simple process or strategy, but it's something that often we negate to do because we're all so busy. So adding value post-conversation, post-meeting, post-proposal, during that process where we're maybe waiting 6 to 12 months for a renewal, especially in the tech industry, for a renewal, or we're waiting for the time to revisit and review a product. So thinking about what we can do during that process, one percenters, it takes 2 minutes to send a quick update, to share something you've already got, to forward a podcast, to forward a link to a resource. It does not take long, but it's about finding them in our process so that we're changing it up. So we're not doing the same thing every day and expecting our sales to increase, even though we're changing nothing. Thinking about asking one more question when you get the response of we're all good. We already have someone that does that. We already work with somebody. Oh, we're fine for now. Thanks so much. Asking one more question after that is going to be a game changer. It will do one of two things. It will allow you to gather more information. Tick. We can use that. We can add value with that. We can follow up later with that. Or it will allow you to ask the question and they answer it whilst giving you more information. We now have a point of where we need to get to. Is it a renewal? Is it an opportunity for us to revisit later on? We need to be really mindful of where we're sitting with that. Same thing that comes into that piece of that question is about our follow-up process, is about following up always, ties back in with value. Okay. When we look at completing our replica ideal clients table, I don't know how many times I've given out this table. I don't know how many times I've gone through this in a workshop or in a strategy session. The teams do it. They're all very excited and then they never revisit it. So if you've got your hands on one of my trusty replica ideal clients tables, or you want one, they're on the website. You can download them for free. Don't even need to put your email address in. So I'm not even going to spam you with offers and ideas. But you can absolutely download it for free on the website and go to Replicate Ideal Clients. There's also a full podcast episode on it as well. So we can replicate your ideal clients. we can revisit that. So again, if you're struggling, if you're finding you're not quite getting the right traction, let's revisit replicate ideal clients. Why are we reaching out to them? What value can we add? What's the use case? What's the reason why we did so well with our existing or past clients that we need to remind ourselves of 1%ers and bring it back in? Now, when we talk about getting curious, we mentioned before about the market research and that asking one other question, getting curious to understand more about your client. Now, again, this comes in really handy from an account management or an upsell or cross-sell opportunity of, I know we've been working together for some time, but I was interested to understand if this is part of your remit, whether this falls in line to the next 12 months of roadmap or journey or planning. So again, it's about curiosity and adding value. And if you can take just two of those things away from today's podcast episode, you'll definitely be winning. Now, another 1%er, which so many people shy away from, is picking up the phone. Okay. It feels daunting if all you think about is rejection. But if we've sent an email, if we are trying to get hold and just trying to get some clarification, you are going to have a much higher opportunity of doing that over the phone. You'll also get more information back, whether it be an objection, whether it be an opportunity, whether it be a better time in the future for us to have this conversation. The chances are you will not get that on an email. Okay, you send the email, chances are you won't even get a reply, let alone get some juicy information that you can do something with. It's very hard to add value based on a reply via email. We have to guess or we have to assume that they're having a similar challenge or similar roadmap journey or goal because of the industry that they're in. Okay, so being really mindful about the communication tactics that we're using during our processes. We've got posting educational content on social media now. I use LinkedIn, so I'll always reference LinkedIn. But posting educational content is a way to reach hundreds, if not thousands, of people on a daily and weekly basis. LinkedIn is my favorite supporting selling tools. Phone's probably my number one. But definitely your LinkedIn communication, LinkedIn messaging, LinkedIn information, because in that realm, you're able to connect and share with so many more people. And I talk about vanity metrics, you know, on social media, and I talk about, you know, how that plays a huge part. But if you are looking at, you know, well, don't get many likes, don't get many shares, don't get many comments, I don't care about any of those things. It will absolutely help if you've got likes, shares, comments, it will get you seen. However, the eyeballs across the content that you're sharing is validation enough that you've got information out there, that they're seeing your face, they're seeing your name, they're seeing what it is that you're sharing. And then when it comes to a call or an email, you are warmer. People know who you are. They're expecting to learn from you. They're going to resonate and they're already going to trust you because they already know how you sound. They already know that I have an English accent. They already know that I speak at a million miles an hour. And so when they see that in reality and they have a conversation with me, there's no disconnect because I'm exactly the same person on the podcast, on LinkedIn, as I am in person. And so when we post educational value-driven content on LinkedIn, I'm being able to be seen by more. I'll get inbound leads, great. We absolutely want those, but it will also help me when I'm reaching out to potential clients or ideal clients that maybe don't connect with me on LinkedIn. They obviously go and do their research. They find all of the content I share and they'll be able to make an informed decision as to whether I'm the right fit for them, right fit for their business, right fit for their team. Okay. So two more 1%ers. So much, like I said to you, so much information in this podcast. Asking for a referral, 1%ers. Ask for a referral once a week. Ask for a referral once a month. Ask for a referral once you've finished a client and they've had an incredible experience. Thinking about ways where we can get more opportunities to work through without having to do the work ourselves, winning. Also warmer, also shorter lead time, also higher chance of it converting. Okay. And the final one is about getting check-in meetings for feedback to discuss the opportunity of more work together. So again, this could be if you've lost an opportunity, can you get feedback on why? If it's an existing client, can you get feedback on a great job that you did, on how the project or the product or the service is progressing since you worked together? What's the opportunity of working together again in the future? Sharing information of how others work with you again and again and again and linking that back together. Okay. Remember that if the work you're doing is not yielding the results, the growth that you want in sales, we need to revisit, the processes, the steps, the touch points, and elevate 1%. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. I had a meeting this morning. We talked about not reinventing the wheel. It's not what I do. I come in as a sales consultant, as a sales coach, as a sales partner, and I review processes, procedures, communication, and we look at elevating. We look at implementing training. We look at implementing processes, procedures, but we use the framework and the baseline of what's already there. We come in and change everything. No one's going to listen. It won't work. It will take forever to work. And we therefore don't want to be doing that. But most businesses, most salespeople are doing a great job. There's usually that 20% that we can always improve on. And it's about revisiting and finding out what we can improve on. Now, in the show notes is dot points of what we've covered in terms of those one percenters. So if you want a recap rather than having to listen to the entire podcast again, then you can go back through and check on those one percenters. But be really mindful that you want to be able to gain some tools, some clarity, some opportunity, and it's up to you to go away and implement. Now, my top tip for implementation is to choose one thing and try one thing for the week. See what works for you. See if you like it, don't like it. Next week, try another one. Try another one the week after. If you can increase 1% each day, each week, you will start to bring forth new changes that will generate incredible results for you or for your business. So go back through, check the list. I'm exhausted just talking about it. So I don't know how you feel thinking about all of the new ways that you can do it, but go away, think about a couple of things you can take away. Let me know, DM me on my LinkedIn profile, share a review if you love this episode. Let me know what your key takeaway was. Let me know what the 1% is that you are trying to implement or that you're going to be giving a go over the next few weeks. I hope this was useful. I hope this has challenged you, and I hope it's given you a few things to think about and go away and implement. Let's become less insane together as a group of salespeople. I wish you a great week of selling. I wish you much success, and I look forward to being back in your ears next week. Thank you for tuning into the Sell Like You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe to never miss another one. A huge thank you to Vitality House for hosting today's recording, and I look forward to being back into your ears soon.